Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. In part, Psalm 19 is a song of praise to the Word of God. It shows us the characteristics of God and how they parallel those of His written Word. Today, more about how we can be changed by the Word as it teaches us about God. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Now, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on being changed by the Word. Turn with us to Psalm 19 as we learn more about how the Word of God teaches us.
You see, God is Elohim. He is the Creator. But beginning in verse 7, you have the word Lord, which when capitalized refers to Jehovah. Now we discover that God is the covenant-keeping God. Now we discover that God is a God who wants to relate to us. Now we learn that God the Creator becomes God the Redeemer. And now we begin to understand in David's mind, he gives us about six references or descriptions of the Word of God, six different ways that you can say it. And then beyond that, what he does is he gives also the benefits of God's Word. And by the way, because it's the Word of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, the precepts, we should not be surprised that he gives to the Word of God some of the same attributes that we would give to God himself. Of course, we know that men wrote the scriptures, but they were so moved by the Holy Spirit that God preserved them from error and gave us what we needed to know about him and our relationship with him in such a way that in the original manuscripts, of course, what we discover is that there is inspiration and the breath of God. God breathed, the Bible says, and the result was his word. Now, David was thinking primarily of the law. He didn't even have the New Testament. We know so much more than David knew. And yet, with all that, notice what David says about the Word of God. Now, today I'm speaking to hundreds of you who have decided to take the 40-day challenge of listening to or reading through the New Testament in 40 days. And you say to yourself, you know, I did it for a week, and it's not working very well, and we want to ask a good old-fashioned American question. What's in it for me? What am I going to get out of this? What is the ROI, the return on my investment? I'm spending a half an hour a day doing this, so what am I going to get out of it? Well, today we're going to answer that question as we motivate you to keep going no matter what. All right, let's look at these six descriptions of the Bible, which would also be descriptions, really, of God. First of all, we find perfection. The law of the Lord is perfect, verse 7, reviving the soul. By perfect, we mean complete. Now, God could have created more worlds. He could have created more planets. He could have created more stars. But so far as we know, this is, of course, what he intended to do is what he did, and the universe is complete. He could have given us 70 books in the Bible instead of 66, but the law of the Lord is complete enough for us to know our relationship with him, and all of the big questions of life are found within its pages. The law of the Lord is perfect, and it revives the soul. Anybody here today, you say, I need to be revived. I've had a very hard week. First of all, as we learned last time, the Bible and the Spirit converts us. In that sense, we are given life. But even after we are given life, what we need is to be revived. We need to be refreshed. Well, the Word of God, you'll notice it says, it revives the soul. And that, of course, is in verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. And by the way, it also cleanses the soul. maybe emphasize that in another message. And then you'll notice that the testimony of the Lord is sure. It's sure. It's faithful. When the Word of God speaks clearly, God speaks clearly. So if you wonder what God thinks about something, you go to the Word of God. It is sure, it is reliable, and you'll notice that it says it makes wise the simple. Who in the world is simple? Well, Greek scholars, or Hebrew scholars, I should say, tell us that the simple person, the idea behind it, in its root meaning, is his mind is open. That is to say, it is open and it doesn't know when to close. You know, you've met people like that. They accept every idea imaginable and they put all ideas on the very same plane, so to speak, believing that all opinions are equal, which is, of course, logical insanity. And what they don't have is the ability to discriminate. To be able to say, this is wrong, and this is right, and this is wise. Knowledge there can be aplenty, but wisdom is the ability to apply the knowledge. And what does the Word of God do? It takes those who are struggling with their own sense of identity and meaning, and it enables them to become wise. So they begin to discern, you know, that this is wrong, this is right, this is the best path. That's what the Word of God will do for you. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. You'll notice the precepts of the Lord are right, and they rejoice the heart. You say, well, I don't get that. I don't know how David could have said this in the Old Testament with all of those laws and all of the things that are mentioned in the Old Testament. How could David say that he is refreshed and rejoices in the heart? By the way, the precepts have to do with the doctrines of the Bible. Well, even though David didn't know nearly as much as we know, when he really needed to meet God, he knew that he was coming to a God who is merciful and trustworthy. Do you remember the story, of course, how David committed the twin sins of murder and adultery? And yet when he confessed his sin, he said, restore to me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit, with thy right spirit. How could a man who made such a mess still find joy? Well, he found it where you and I find it when we mess up. To come to God to be forgiven and to be received, the precepts of the Lord remind us that there can be joy given by God even in the midst of failure. Jesus said, these words I have spoken unto you, that ye may rejoice. The Bible teaches about a kind of rejoicing that is really not even related to circumstances. Only the precepts of the Lord can do that, because where are you going to go to find hope? Well, we have to continue. You'll notice that the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Today, people think to themselves they are enlightened because they are free. Someone said, and I don't know who it is, but it's a wonderful quote. He said, the real object of human beings is not freedom, but rather to find out who your master really is. Because nobody is exactly free. You don't accept God as your master. The freedom that you will have is the freedom to live according to your selfish desires, and eventually you will be overtaken by sin. And so what David said is, the commandment of the Lord is pure. That is to say, it is clear. It is not contaminated. And it enlightens you. It gives you perspective. A moment ago, I told you about simpletons who allow everything in, and they don't know where the beauty is. They don't know where to put it unless they're made wise by the Word. Another way to look at it is, a friend of mine said that he lived in France, close to Mont Blanc, which is really connected between Switzerland and France. And he said that there was this house that really faced the beautiful mountain of Mount Blanc. And he said the shutters were always closed. He could never understand that. But there are times when we forget that when we come to the Word of God and we are open to its message, it will keep us from being the simpleton we spoke about a moment ago, and it will give us enlightenment and we'll say to ourselves, where have I been all these years? Stumbling around, trying to make the best of life, not understanding reality, not understanding what things are about. Well, the Word of God, the commandment is pure. It will enlighten your eyes. You'll notice it says it is clean. Now we're in verse 9, and it says the fear of the Lord. Remember this, in context, the word fear is a synonym for the Bible. It's a synonym for the law of God, the fear of God. Calvin, the great theologian, said we should give the Word of God the same reverence that we give God, the fear of the Lord. Of course, when I say that, I don't mean that we worship this book, that is to say, with its pages, and mine happens to have a leather cover. That would be a terrible form of idolatry. But when we come to the Word of God, we come to it with the same kind of reverence with which we come to God, because we know that this is His breath, this is His message to us. And so the fear of the Lord is clean, uncontaminated. And what does it say about the fear of the Lord is clean? It endures forever. Do you see, my friend, you finally found something on which you can build your life. It endures forever. My word shall not pass away. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Wow. Yes, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. Indeed, God's Word is a solid foundation upon which we can build our lives. Let me ask you this question. Why is it that so often God's Word does not transform us? We may read it, we may hear it in church, but it does not penetrate our hearts. And the answer is that we must with meekness receive it, as we're going to be learning through the ministry and the writings of the book of James. We have to come to the Word of God with humility and teachability. You know, I am convinced that many people are not transformed by the Word, by the gospel, is because they have bitterness in their hearts. And as a result of that, they say to themselves, I'm angry with my father, therefore I'm angry with his God. Don't allow those kinds of sins, my friend. Don't allow those sins to keep you from being changed by God's holy book. Come willing to receive, willing to learn, willing to be transformed, and you'll discover that God's word is as good as it teaches it is.
Erwin Lutzer with The Word of God Teaches Us, the second message in a series on being changed by the Word. Next time on Running to Win, more on the attributes of the Word of God. This 6-part series on Changed by the Word can be yours on CD as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Dr. Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.